When you throw a ball, it first goes up, but then it falls down due to gravity. The faster it is, the higher it flies. If its speed exceeds the so-called first cosmic velocity, it would be able to fly so high that the attraction from the Earth will not be able to stop it. It will not fall back and start to rotate around Earth, becoming its artificial satellite, like numerous satellites we use these days for GPS tracking. If the speed will be even higher, then the ball would be able to fully escape from the Earth's gravitational field, which diminishes with the distance, and fly to other planets or even leave the solar system. The speed you need to escape from the planet depends on its mass and radius. The larger is the mass and the smaller is the radius, the more difficult would be the escape. Once the cosmic body is massive and small enough, the velocity needed to escape from its gravitational attraction will become larger than the speed of light, and nothing would be able to escape from it, including light. Such a cosmic body is called a black hole. Supermassive black holes with masses of millions and billions solar masses are regularly found in the centers of galaxies. We can't see them, but we can measure the orbits of stars rotating around and thus reveal their presence. We also detect much smaller black holes with masses of several solar masses in binary systems, where their presence is revealed by the X-ray emission released by the matter pulled from the companion star by a black hole. In DCU, we study properties of various astrophysical systems containing black holes in order to better understand their influence on the universe.